stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, as Rudy floats on from the Goodyear blimp, he is off to get ready for the National Communal Forum coming up in just a few minutes when we start hour two together. But for these next 7 minutes of the show, Mary and I are going to check in on Lake Tahoe. That's going to be the focus of today's Destination Spotlight. This portion of the program is sponsored exclusively by Travel Pro Luggage.
Travel is calling, and my question for you today is, which side are you on? Whether your preference is hard side or soft side luggage, Travel Pro has the perfect travel companion for you. They're even offering you a 100-day, no questions asked, full refund if you're not satisfied.
Equipping the world to travel like a pro with first-class luggage sets and travel accessories, you will be satisfied, folks, just like we've been for over 20 years now. Mary and I travel with our Platinum Elite and Round Trip collections. Rudy prefers the Max Light series, and whether it's winter travel, an important getaway, business travel, one of the most important items to ensure a successful trip, well, it's quality luggage. Go get your new luggage and save as a show fan to TravelPro.com. You'll also find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
All right, let's check in on Big Blue. Waiting for us on the show hotline is the CEO of the Lake Tahoe Visitors Authority, Carol Chaplin.
Carol, good morning. Nice to have you aboard America's number one travel radio show with us today.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Well, appreciate that very much. So, you know, Mary and I created this segment of the show back in April 2017 as it's our way to focus on lesser-known locations that we say are worthy of people's travel dollars. And you joined us during our April 29th, 2017 live broadcast back then. We've done 117 more destination spotlights since then. And today, just a few months shy of 7 years, we felt it was time to check in. So last week during an email segment, we recommended to a listener in Mississippi that he take his family of seven to Lake Tahoe, as you are far more than just a ski destination with year-round activities to engage travelers. We've always felt from our time there the Nevada side of Lake Tahoe is more lively. The California side is a little more quiet. It gives you that back-to-nature experience. How do you describe Lake Tahoe to potential visitors, Carol?
Well, that's kind of accurate. I think we're on the South Shore, which is where I focus my efforts. We are a bi-state destination, so we do have some California in our blood, and we also have Nevada. We do have four major casinos on the South Shore on the Nevada side, so definitely lively from that standpoint. And I think we might talk about our new Tahoe Blue Event Center as well, so that's right next door to that. So we do have those places where it's a little quieter. We also have places where there's a little bit more outdoor recreational access for guests. Definitely we have some backcountry access as well, but so you can find about anything you want here. Some places are better for family, some places are better for romance, since we're talking about February coming up, and Valentine's Day, so a little bit of a lot is the way I would describe it.
A little bit of a lot. I like that. So, Carol, yeah, let's go back to the event center, because I do think a lot of people listening associate Lake Tahoe with the beautiful, great outdoors, all kinds of activities. But this looks like a world-class entertainment venue that people can enjoy year-round. So talk a little bit about it.
Yeah, thank you for that. That the Tahoe Blue Event Center was completed and opened on September 2nd of this past year. I remember that day vividly, as one of my employees was the first event he was married here, that was our first event. It is located right across the street from Bally's Lake Tahoe, as well as Caesars with their two properties, Harrah's and Harvey's, and across the street from what's now the Golden Nugget. We have a 5,400 seat arena, so we're doing concerts and shows and sports tournaments, and we actually, this is a little known fact, we have a tenant ECHL hockey team starting next, or this October, so we will start to be a hockey destination as well. And we also have meeting space, so we are already hosting some national conferences and meetings, also regional. So it is a flexible event center. It's not just an arena, but also meeting space. And we also have things like weddings or parties, well, social events, et cetera. Our next concert next week is Brian Adams.
So you got all Brian Adams coming. Yeah. We're actually going to take folks to the Hockey Hall of Fame next hour in the show. So you got a hockey going on there.
And
by the way, the time of year we're in right now, skiing in Lake Tahoe certainly is terrific. If folks don't like to do that, there's snowmobiling, snow tubing, and sledding. You've got all the casinos there if you want to be indoors. So, Carol, as we look at our show clock, last question I'm going to ask you. Give us something surprising or an interesting fact about Lake Tahoe that you think our listeners may not know, but you say that they should. What is it?
Well, I think from our standpoint, the Visitors Authority, our tagline is awe and then some, so hang on to that. We also have Rules to Lake By now, which is just a little bit more of our sustainability message, how people can enjoy Lake Tahoe and also give back to the environment and be cognizant that a lot of places that they visit are fragile and beautiful and irreplaceable, and they can enjoy it and help us preserve it for generations to come.
Well, you are in a great part of this country for sure. For folks who haven't been there, they do need to go. Folks, I'm going to give you the website. You can go check out visitlaketahoe.com. Visitlaketahoe.com. Plan your trip. Go experience it. And Carol, very nice to reconnect with you today. We thank you very much for your time and
Absolutely.
Hope you have a nice weekend, okay?
Thank you. You too.
Thanks, Carol. Take care.
All right. Thanks for the opportunity. I really appreciate it.
All right, Mary, there goes Lake Tahoe. Beautiful part
it's
of our country.
It's a great area.
It is.
If you have not been, go.
All right, hour one of the show this week, well, it's going to end at Lake Tahoe. Hour two will kick off with the National Communal Forum in just a few minutes. Be sure to go to our website at rmworldtravel.com for all the information on how to travel with us this October and November on the luxury Seabourn Ovation cruise that we're doing from Rome to Barcelona. Just click on Join Us and book here. Very simple. That will be the 2024 Seabourn Ovation Mediterranean cruise. Thanks for being part of America's number one travel radio show today, everyone. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't forget, you can catch us live or anytime at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.